As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, back again on a Monday. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Stretching out there. Ike, how you doing?
You all right over there?
Yeah, just stretching out.
All right. We are back. Wasn't that long of a weekend.
No,
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Coming off a nice little series win, although it did not end the way we wanted it to. Should have been a sweep, but I still feel okay about it. Jackie Baseball. Got a lot of things to fix, man. Starting with whoever takes the mound after the starters leave the mound. I'm just saying, we got some things we got to fix. Holler at your boy.
If they need 78 on one of the corners, I'm available. Very available.
78 with a lot of movement.
A lot of sink.
A lot of sink.
It's a heavy ball.
Yep.
It's a heavy ball, hard to lift. Have you recovered from your binge drinking fest last Thursday?
Man, you're able to. I don't need to be hearing about this 3 days. Jackie Baseball
he
over
came
there.
Right back with it.
Well, dude, he was on that. We had him on the Ricky on Saturday to promote his little book.
Oh. Ringthebellbook.com.
And the first thing he brings up is that I was hungover on Friday from one drink.
And that you DoorDash Advil.
Guy can't even thank me.
Yes.
I can't even thank me. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And yes, I feel much better. Yeah. By the way. I feel much better.
America's guest.
Yes. Yeah. not thankful one little bit, Fritz.
Always thankful.
Nah. We have a big show as we always do. The YouTube Big Board returns. Before we get to my picks for 2025, we will look back today at how I did on 2024. Sal Licata of WFAN joins us at 4 o'clock to get a look into the Mets as we start a 3-game series with the NL East division leaders tonight. Elliot will join us at 3 o'clock, talk a little Cam Jurgens and NFL draft. But we do
pockets
start.
Pockets heavy.
What's that?
Pockets heavy.
Pockets heavy.
His pockets.
Oh, his pockets. Cam Jurgens.
Yes,
I thought you were talking about Elliot. He's. I got his pockets.
His pockets might be heavy too. He dresses nice for a radio guy.
Yeah. We might pay him too much.
Yeah, we might. Somebody has to look into that. But we do. Let's start off with this series win. So Phils win 2 out of 3. They really do take a little bit of fun out of it by blowing that game yesterday. But I guess our question to start here is, after that series, do you feel better or worse about the Phillies? Because there were some things that were good. There were some things that were bad. 215-592-9494. I feel better. I feel better because there were some things specifically that I was focused in on that it looked like they started to turn the corner on this weekend. First of all, they hit with runners in scoring position. They haven't done that all year long. They were able to hit the starters pretty well. I think they scored runs in the first inning every game in the series, which was good. We saw Zach Wheeler come out, and not that I had any real huge doubts about Zach Wheeler, but this early in the year, he had a couple of bad starts. So seeing Wheeler go out there and look really good. I just think like the core of this team is good. I think they're the best team in the NL East, and I think they're going to be fine. I think that they're probably short a guy or two in the bullpen. I'm not that worried about it. But overall, after this weekend, I feel better about the Phillies than I did. Now, I always felt pretty good, that said, but I think this weekend was a lot of signs of positive.
Yeah, listen, it's I think it's probably more positive than it is negative, but I can't ignore yesterday's meltdown that prevented the sweep And it would have had a lot of people at least being able to look past Saturday. So you have Saturday and the way that game ended.
Yep.
And then you have Sunday where it eventually cost you. It's hard to say I feel great about the overall performance on the weekend because could have very easily have been 2-1 Miami had they finished the comeback
Saturday.
Yeah,
sure.
They finished the comeback Saturday. And I know they didn't, but I'm positive about the offense. It's great. Stott, man, he was awesome this series.
America's leadoff hitter.
Yep, love watching him do what he did over this series. Listen, Alec Bohm, I understand we're still lacking a power surge. A
little bit.
It's the only time I'm mentioning seven-game hit streak. That's all I'm saying. Seven-game hit streak. That's another positive. That's another positive. We got that. Bryce Harper has been on a tear of late. But I get back. And even, you know, Taiwan, I would have liked to have gotten more out of Taiwan Saturday.
We get four innings.
Yeah, but you, yeah. It's always.
It is a stiffness problem.
It's a tightrope act no matter what it is.
Every
time he steps out there, and you almost feel good when he comes out of there and it didn't blow up in your face. So, pause. So
it's like that. What's that old LeBron gif where they're all like leaning back a little bit, and then when Taiwan, all right, yeah, there he is. There's our guy.
So you got to feel that way about Saturday within the bullpen. Romano, whichever one you want to go with, does not matter.
It's
on
Romano.
Saturday he was Ray Romano.
So that was not very good to look at. And then yesterday was just excruciating because it's Easter Sunday. You know, and everybody's relaxing. Everything looks good for a while there.
Weather's nice.
Weather is nice. And then we have that. So let me just ask this. Would you have left Lizardo in? Right? Because here's the thing. He has to have, what, 12 extra pitches? I mean, how many extra pitches was that after the
Because
the
Bryce
balls?
And the Stott thing?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
He finished with 88.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd probably 10
he probably
or 12
would have got out
pitches.
Of there with 75 pitches.
Yes, if Bryce doesn't make the error,
rolling.
Then Stott doesn't make the error. Yeah.
So I can't necessarily blame Topper, but all right, I'm not pushing him to 100 pitches.
No.
I'm good.
Right.
You're worried about his health. He gave you. This is what these guys, Kirkering, Rawls, like these guys, this is what they're here for.
Can I?
Hold on, Spike. This is what they're here for.
For sure. I agree.
How do you not hold a, was it 4-run lead yesterday?
2-run lead.
2-run lead.
Well, it was 4-2.
Well, it was 4-1.
It was 4-1, but it was 4-2 when Kirkering
came. Right,
because
you got the unearned run there, right, with the 4-2.
Yep. Yeah, I just think everybody's overreacting a little bit about the bullpen. I really do. I think the bullpen is not great. They're probably an arm or two away, but I think everybody is overreacting. Kirkering has looked good to me this year. His stuff has looked good. He hung a slider. The guy hit a home run. And Romano has, believe it or not, has looked better his last four times he was out there. He even said after the game, and it would be infuriating if after watching it, I didn't sort of agree. He said after the game, I put the ball where I wanted and they hit the ball. And when you watch it, early in the year, Romano did not look good. There wasn't pop on his pitches, on his fastball. The ball wasn't moving that well. I think everyone's got to settle down a little bit about the bullpen. There's nothing they can do about it now. They'll have Ranger Suarez coming back in 2 weeks. At that point, either Ranger will be in the bullpen or Taiwan will be in the bullpen. The Kirkering thing will settle down. Romano will settle down. And when we get to the trade deadline, there'll be somebody available that Dombrowski won't get and we'll all be mad the day after. But I'm just saying wait until then. Mm. At this point, I think it is overreacting about the bullpen at this point. I think there's way more positives than negatives at this point.
I don't know. I don't know because, you know, Romano looked good for a couple of outings. Doesn't mean he didn't look bad before then. We had some other excuse at that point where it didn't look good. And then they supposedly fixed it. And he tells us Saturday, well, he puts the ball where he wanted it to go. They just happened to hit it. Oh, okay. I guess if you're a quote-unquote, I'm doing my air quotes here, baseball guy, you understand that.
Right.
All I understand is results.
Sure, yeah.
That's all I understand. That's all I understand. And here's the other thing, Spike. And here's why. While you may be right that they may get it fixed ultimately, I think you're wrong in saying that it's not a big deal right now.
Much closer to the panic button than not.
Yeah, like that's where I'm like, I feel more angst about the bullpen than I feel confident that everything's going to be okay. These guys haven't proven, other than Alvarado, that they can do it all year long as Phillies. Kirk Arena's always been up and down, hit or miss, always shows you good stuff, but then he always also has the disappointing outings. So I say that, I say this to say that. They were fortunate they were playing the Marlins, and they hit the Marlins very well. They scored enough runs. They also gave up enough runs in this series that they could have been swept if they were playing against a better team with better pitching.
Yeah, but they didn't. They weren't swept. They won two out of three.
I understand that. So when the end result is there, it's easy to look at it that way. All I'm saying is that I understand the feeling of angst that some people may have out there. It may not be to the same level, but when that bullpen comes in, there's no way you can convince me that you feel confident and assured that they're going to get out.
No,
So as a fan watching, I don't care if it's a 2-run lead. Hell, they just showed us Saturday that a 9-run lead wasn't even safe. Like, if it's a 2-run lead and the bullpen comes in, as of right now, I'm nervous. I'm nervous anytime. I don't care who it is. When the bullpen, when they go out there, I'm nervous.
I'm just not freaking out about it. I'm really not.
It's one thing to not freak out. It's another thing to be confident in them.
There's
some gray area. One is one extreme and one is the other.
I would say this. I'm confident in Strom. I'm confident in Kirkering. I'm not there on Romano, but you could get me there. And I'm confident on Alvarado. And that's four relievers that I'm – and then I'm going to be confident if Ranger comes back and he's in the bullpen, I'll be confident in Ranger. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to be a guy away. I just – like, if we feel really good about the starting pitching and now we're feeling really good about the lineup, the fact that the bullpen isn't perfect is just like, I'll live with it until the trade deadline. If that ends up being the one spot
– you'll live with it until it starts costing you more games. Don't give me trade deadline. If they lose a few series this way, you won't be living with it.
Well, but what are they going to do? I agree with you.
No, it's different than what they're going to do versus what I feel.
I agree. I take that back.
There's a difference there.
Yes, I agree. I think it'll level itself out. Maybe it won't, but I think it will. Chat 215-592-9494. You feeling better or worse after the Phillies weekend series? Fritz, how are you?
It didn't really change much for me. And it's actually not about the bullpen. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with the offense. It was the Marlins. And I don't want to be like, it's the Marlins guy.
Sure.
But they lit up Sandy, which is good. Sandy hasn't been the same. The two guys after that, they lit up that aren't really major league quality hitters. I'm pitchers. It was positive signs. This week's a huge test for this offense is real.
Yeah, Mets-Cubs.
The Stott leadoff thing worked for a weekend. You know, it's still, he's getting the most at-bats in a ballgame. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it's working in the first inning. It's fun watching those guys run around. Trey had a good weekend, but it was also, again, against the Marlins. With the bullpen, we know the bullpen. But I'm not out of the woods yet.
You're not even buying the hitting.
I'm not out of the woods yet with the hitting. That's where I'm at with the lineup. Good weekend, positive stuff there. Not getting ahead of myself. Need to see it this week.
I agree. Need to see it this week, but there's not much more we could have asked for from an offensive perspective.
Well, but
they did
only score early and then shut it down, which they've done a couple of times.
I know, but the runs are the runs. Whether they come in the first inning or the seventh inning,
it doesn't matter though. If you score five in the first inning, don't score the rest of the game.
It matters to you if you score two in the first, one in the fourth, and then two more in the eighth. I mean, five is five.
Sure does.
Five is five.
No, how you get the runs. You know, like, that stuff does matter.
Spike context is king.
If that were the case, then all we need to do is look at the results.
I wanted crooked innings. We got crooked innings all weekend long, and that makes me feel better about the offense. I'm not so – look, Alec Boehm has no home runs and one walk. I'm not sold on
that.
And you're not happy with that. You're not happy with that, though.
Seven-game hitting streak, Spike.
No, I'm not.
Seven-game hitting streak, though.
Great. Congratulations.
Exactly. So then the results
– would it matter?
No. In that sense, it does matter.
You're
telling me the results of the bullpen don't matter. You're not worried about it.
No, because I don't feel confident that Alec Boehm is going to end up being exactly what I want.
I understand that. I don't feel confident in the bullpen.
Well, okay. All right. We do have a next question today.
Yes.
We do have a next question today. It is National Kindergarten Day. Why there is a National Kindergarten Day, I have no idea, but it is.
Kindergartens are important.
So for next question today, we're going to ask you one thing you miss about being a kid. Because kindergarten, you're a kid. Jack, what is the one thing? Well, have you changed anything since you were a child?
Well, I wrote a book.
Oh, right.
People forget that. Ringthebellbook.com.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess the big one would be it's pretty stress free. I mean, all you gotta do is...
I think that would be everybody's answer,
like,
yes.
As you become an early adult like myself, you know, yeah. I feel like you don't really feel until you have, you know, you're about your 30s, early 30s.
Yeah.
This stress of life starts getting to you.
I felt stress in like 7th grade.
Well, that's because, you know,
yeah,
well, you're getting stuffed in lockers.
Yeah, that's me. There's something wrong with me.
When you're the man.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you're just kidding.
Well, you started developing too, man.
Yeah, yeah, well, sure. I just, yeah. There was, it's just, you didn't really have to, you had fake stresses.
Yeah.
But right. Like, you're really worried. You don't have to deal with much. You have to deal with, like, friends at school.
Yeah.
And
homework.
That's not that, looking back.
Yeah.
All of it's overrated.
I still hate homework. I hated homework.
I still hate homework.
You don't have any homework.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying the
idea. We have homework every night now.
What do you mean? Yeah, it's homework every day.
Yeah. Right. Whole life is homework. Ike, something you miss about being a kid?
Oh, man. Well, Jack took a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to imagine being able to go out and hang out with your friends is
Yeah, you get older, you're not surrounded by your friends.
Yeah, and as you get older, you start to learn more and discover more about the real world. You know, there's a certain amount of innocence that comes with being young. And not knowing, right? You kind of just stay in your bubble with you and your friends. You think the whole world sort of has revolved around your little bubble with you and your friends and what you think is cool and that sort of thing. And, yeah, I kind of miss that.
The friend group.
Yeah. You know, because, I mean, now I just got coworkers.
What? Not friends.
Yeah. Hey.
How do you work with those clowns?
Hey, yeah. Wish it was just you.
Yep.
Minus staying up late. I stayed up late constantly.
Overrated.
I loved staying up late. I would watch. I would stay up until 1 in the morning. Yeah. Now I'm dying to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I do miss it a little bit. Even when I stay up late, it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about going to bed. I miss staying up late.
Don't worry. Give it a couple years.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay up late. You'll get up early.
Oh.
So it'll be just like staying up late. You go to bed at 9, you'll be up at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, you're waking up in the middle of the night
now? That's a guarantee. I don't need a clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3:30. Yeah. Oh.
And you can't go back down, or you can't eventually?
Oh, I go back to sleep, but it's bathroom time. No, it's time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, you get up and go to the bathroom, and then you get back. There's people out there, 50 over, they know what I'm talking about.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
They know what
All
I'm
right.
talking about.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Phils after this weekend? Are you freaking out about the bullpen? Like, or the Jack? Jack's not even sold on the offense. And next question today, it is National Kindergarten Day. Give us your favorite thing about being a kid. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Happy Monday, man.
What's up, Chris?
New leadoff hitter?
Yeah, Corey's right. Like hit or miss, it feels like.
The best.
What's up,
Easy
Steve?
Killer.
Listen. I'm with Spike. Everyone needs to relax. And why is it that
this was you last week too? Relax.
It's a long season.
Yeah. Team's good.
Yeah, everything's fine. And why did I say when I'm with Spike, all of a sudden a little bit of vomit came up? But
all right.
Listen, I am really excited. I'm going to break some news because Mr. E. Strasburg, Jack Fritz, and I just got signed to pitch in the Phillies bullpen. So those two arms are coming to the bullpen, Spike.
Oh, good.
I just want to report my fastball is topping out at 69 with the help of Blue Chew.
There you go.
So, listen, we're locked in.
Yeah. He thought about that joke all the whole time.
The whole time. But guys, all seriousness. Stott looks legit so far as a leadoff hitter, which is what we've been asking for. Schwarber behind Bryce has finally got Bryce looking like an MVP again because he's protected. Spike, wouldn't you know it, Schwarber hitting out of the four hole, he's actually got, you know, more than double the amount of RBIs than home runs because there's some people on in front of him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Unbelievably, you put a guy who hits home runs in the cleanup spot, he gets more RBIs.
You know, I mean, guys, the amazing blessing right now is Rojas. Looks actually pretty decent.
Don't buy it.
He's holding his own and buying us the time until Crawford gets up here. So the fact that we get a couple serviceable games while we're waiting on Crawford out of him is fantastic news. So I don't know. You know, Fritz is all worried about the lineup and the hitting. I'm okay. I think, again, it is still April. But
so let me ask you this. They're getting ready to play the Mets. And I don't even know who are our guys going against the Mets?
Nola's tonight.
Okay.
And then tomorrow is Chris Sanchez and Wednesday's Wheeler.
Oh, so you got three.
How far do you think the ball that Pete Alonso is going to hit tonight off of Nola, what is it going to go, 480 feet?
Nah, Nola's shoving that.
Okay, all right.
So here's my thing, Chris. I look at the Mets, right, and I look at the Phillies. Mets have a plus 30 run differential. The Phillies have a plus 2 run differential.
And that got screwed up on Saturday. That was looking for a run differential win.
The Mets have given up 61 runs. The Phillies have given up 101 runs. They've given up 40 more runs.
The Mets pitching staff is pitching
all I'm saying is that I look at this Phillies team and some of these big numbers it could be a little misleading, as Jack just brought up. But then we've been watching this bullpen get hit a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been getting hit a lot, particularly against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
Good hitters in their lineup. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Mets. We're still positive, right? So there's nothing to worry about. Still good.
Well, I have to see what the 2 of the 3 looks like.
Oh, okay. So there is a scenario where you would be concerned if they lost 2 out of 3.
Well, I mean, this is a big series. I think it would be very nice if they would win the series. But I have just decided at this point that I think it's a good team. Maybe there are signs that
I haven't seen.
The
Phillies or the
Mets? The Phillies. I think the Phillies are a better team than the Mets are. I just think they are. I think when you look at the pitching, I think the Mets are pitching way above what their actual skill level is. And I think that they've got a good offense. They've got a really good offense. The Mets do. Absolutely. They're going to be right there with us the entire year. But I think the Phillies are a better team than the Mets.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, Ike, here's one last thing on this before we move on. And I do want to break a little bit of news here with you guys.
Oh,
but
all right.
Real quick. Yeah. You got to get ready. Here's the other thing. The fact that they are playing in the holes that they have or being exposed is probably could be a good thing, because unlike last year where Dombrowski probably bought in to us playing above our heads and didn't address them, it's reminding him and showing him clearly there is a problem this year, so maybe he does make better moves and not do the small things
Here's the problem with that theory. Unless you're giving up someone of significance from their farm system, what move are you making that matters?
Bullpen arms are always going to be easy. I don't want to say always going to be easy, but they're the easiest pieces to go find.
We didn't find one last year. It's so easy to find. Like we say this every year, and I understand in theory bullpen pieces are easy to find. I don't know.
They decided they want a starter last year, and they felt good about the relievers, and the relievers were good all year, and they blew up in the playoffs. But I thought the bullpen was awesome last year. They just blew up in the playoffs. Chris, you've been on.
Isn't that when they're supposed to be at their best?
Well, yeah, but nobody was at their best. And I agree with
you. I'm just talking about the bullpen.
Yes, the bullpen should have been better, but they weren't.
He said they were awesome last year. When they needed to be at their best, they weren't.
Well, but everyone's crying about losing Jeff Hoffman, and he was one of the guys that blew up in the bullpen last year.
Why didn't they keep him?
But he blew up last year.
Right. But he was great. He was an all-star.
Yeah, and he was 3 years, $30 million. He failed 2 physicals.
Like so he wasn't that good.
No, he was good last year. He had one bad game or 2 bad games. One game I'd blame on him, and one game I'd blame on Thompson. Chris, break your news real quick, and then
I'll break
nonsense.
It quick, I know we're up against it here. So listen,
no, we're up against it.
AJ found his car because he got it back. I knew where it was coming from. I told Jack it was OG Wade. He took it because
he want him to keep his car to get him out of town?
Because he was trying to get him out of town. All right.
We had the two jokes you've been waiting for all day. Did you have something you miss about being a kid?
Shut his hole!
I know.
Along the same lines of what you guys said, I miss the rose-colored glasses that adults act like adults. People are generally kind to each other.
Enough out of Chris. Here's going to be the rule for next question today. You have to pick a thing.
Pick a thing.
It can't just be the wonder of being a child.
Well, what else
is
it?
It's a big answer.
It's got to be.
What else do we? We didn't have a job as a kid.
No, it's got to be the cafeteria pizza. Or it's got to be like a thing. The thing! Just come on! I know being a kid seems great.
Man. It's like, one caller.
I sucked.
They broke him in one caller.
Yeah. All right.
Was Jeff Hoffman good last year?
Yes, he was good.
He was great.
He was great.
Miss him every day.
I do too. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you feel more positive about the Phillies after the weekend win over the Marlins? Coming up next, there is a guy on the Eagles that feels much better today than he felt yesterday.
As Seriously, man. Can we?
He is
can we
much
grow
richer.
Up around here?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that guy.
Yes. Yeah. No, no. Different guy. Different
about
guy.
Another guy on
yeah.
the team.
Well, everybody. All right. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. 3:30, a review of last year's YouTube Big Board. Sal Licata of WFAN joins us at 4 o'clock, talk about Mets, Phils. This is a big series, especially that for some reason, the beginning of the show, I even forgot about the playoff series from last year.
But a lot of people have. Yeah. Trying to block that one
we
out.
Haven't.
Yeah. I would like to get a little bit. It's not revenge, but I would like to get a little bit of revenge.
It's the biggest regular season Phils Mets has felt since like the heyday. Like, I mean, like regular season last couple of years, like the Mets have been there, but I think we've been so central focused on the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so obsessed with the Braves. I mean, this nice little like Rollins kind of throwback feel here.
Yeah.
Back to like 07, 08. I mean, was awesome.
You think the team feels that way about it? Do you think they feel, did my voice just crack?
It did a little bit. Yeah.
Sorry,
it threw me off. Can't even focus now.
Do you think the team feels that way about it going into this series? They feel like, hey, these guys, they beat us last year.
I would
hope
so.
First place, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I hope they.
I would hope they would.
Yeah. I hope so too.
As a player, I would imagine you're not going in and like the season doesn't hinge on
sure.
this, but this is the first time you get to see these guys. Since.
You got
to
send a message. Yeah. You got to send a message. Yeah. Like whether it's a Nolan 91 mile an hour up and in, a little bow tie like LA would say. Like,
I don't expect that.
I
to
don't
happen.
Think that's going to happen either.
They should put Soto on his ass.
Gregory Soto or Juan Soto?
Juan Soto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Juan Soto, as he's being called right now. No, but like they took that Dodgers series very seriously from the standpoint of we want to go out and prove that we're on the same level. The same thing has to happen these next three games. I mean, I'm not looking forward to it. I have a bad feeling in my stomach. We're going to lose 2-3 and everyone's going to be freaking out again.
They got a couple of good teams they have to face here in the Mets and the Cubs.
Yeah.
Listen, as a player, you need games like this throughout the season to keep you energized about the season, right? Like the Marlins is more of a take care of business, get through that series, and we got a big week coming up against the Mets and the Cubs, another division leading team.
Yeah.
Right. So as a player, the juice has got to be going for this one.
And I'll tell you this: the juice is there in Citi Field right now.
They'll be pumped up for this.
Yeah. Well, even over the weekend, they're pumped up.
I mean,
they first place. Juan Soto had a big hit the other day. They're giving him charity ovations.
Yeah.
You know,
I like it.
They're feeling good about them.
Who would ever do that?
That traitor Pat McCarthy was talking about how he's with 42,000 of his closest friends.
Oh, wow.
It's sickening.
Oh, that is sickening.
Sickening.
Very sickening, Pat McCarthy. They're going to disown you for going to New York and cheering for those teams?
Well,
I would never.
It's just like, we're taking it down a notch
or two. I would never.
Remember your roots.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
You've been in this situation.
Wait, I don't understand what you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about. 27 titles, pinstripe stripes forever. Pinstripe pride. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see where you are with your Twitter question guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave this Phillies weekend feeling more positive or negative about the team?
Let's see. See, the winning does matter more. So I'm going to say people would be more inclined to lean on they won the series. Some guys hit the ball pretty good. There is some concern there, but they would rather lean on the positive. So I'll go slightly positive. Let's go 62.
How about 68.8% negative? Oh.
Negative?
I'm telling you, people are all lit up about the friggin' bullpen.
Wow.
You gotta relax. The bullpen will be okay.
Okay.
It will be okay. It's a better situation than it seems. It's not good, but it's not the 29th worst bullpen in the league, which is what the ERA says. Just
people are they're on this team.
They really are.
I mean,
they're
well,
waiting
they should
for
be.
It. Well, it's not enjoying any of this.
I think
I'm serious.
I think
That's
they
crazy.
Are enjoying it. I think they are enjoying it as best they can. Let's first of all, and I always say this: give credit to the people to go to the games. That stadium is packed.
Always.
So it's not like people aren't showing up to the game.
100%.
Right? We sit at home with our Twitter fingers and we're upset. Like,
yeah.
We're mad. We're mad in front of that television. I get that. But I don't think it's without merit. In other words, you can't – we're not far enough into this season to what we've gotten away from last season. So some of that is still there. I don't care how much we want to sweep it under the rug. I know because I just tried to do it with the Eagles last year, coming off the 2023 season, right? Some of that is still there when it comes to how much rope is being given to the team. Here's the other thing. There's nothing worse for a fan, I would imagine, is watching your team go out, hit the ball well, play well for 6 or 7 innings. You feel good about it. Then all of a sudden, you blow the game. So they almost blew the game Saturday, which had everybody mad, even though they won the game. I was still mad about Saturday, right? And then Sunday happens where they finally do blow a game. So coming off of those two, even though they won 2 out of 3, I can only imagine the ending of Saturday night and what happened ultimately yesterday is probably at the forefront of everyone's mind when thinking about the team. I'm a little surprised that it was as high as it was on the negative
side.
The
negativity.
I'm a little surprised it was that high on that
side. I think people are freaking out a little too much about Saturday. Like, Saturday was a pitcher who came into a low-leverage spot. He's probably tipping and got lit up. It was 11-4. They dominated that game.
They were getting ready to lose that game.
They weren't really. They weren't. They weren't. The guy, he had
bro, when he hit that home run and got 11-10, I said it's over with. Yeah, just go ahead and end the game. Just
everyone
go ahead and
take a deep breath. Saturday was a win, a positive win over the Romano thing, whatever. We'll see. Sunday was more frustrating.
I just think that to a certain extent, Elliot is right about this. This will drive Jack crazy, but I think Jack largely agrees, is that the benefit of this team, the benefit of the doubt for the Phillies is gone.
Yeah.
It's just completely gone, and I think they've earned a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt than they're being given. Elliot compared them to the Sixers a lot and how the Sixers lost the benefit of the doubt. This team has earned more of your trust than the Sixers ever did.
Of course.
The Sixers never got past the second round. They never beat a good team in the playoffs. Not one time. One time in the last 12 years have they beat a good team in the playoffs. The Phillies won the World Series 3 years ago. They were in the LCS 2 years ago. They won 95 games last year. They have not won a World Series, but they've earned... And this isn't me. I'm not judging people for feeling the way that they feel. I'm just saying that I don't feel that way, and I feel like they've earned more of a benefit of the doubt. And I understand the frustration with the bullpen, but like I do think the bullpen's better than the numbers have shown. And I do think all things considered, I understand it's frustrating. I think all things considered, it is a smaller deal than people are making it out to be. The bullpen.
Could be.
It could be. All right. 215-592-9494. You feeling more positive or negative about the series this weekend? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. So I'm a little late today. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get in late, would I get a tardy slip or something?
Oh, we're hearing a lot more of you being late. I mean, for 6 months there, it was every first call. Now the last 2 weeks, it's been off and on.
Hey, I apologize. I apologize. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got stuff I got to take care of, but you know, I'm letting you know up front. My bad. I'm sorry. You know, I can't control people at work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm trying to get out of meeting quick. I don't want to be rude, but you know,
it just feels like you're on time during Eagles season.
You know, well, you said, well, and that's because my schedule different. You know,
okay.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Changes exactly when opening day starts.
Real quick, it's draft week. If we talk about games with Marlins and all, come on, man.
Oh, come on. What are we talking about with the draft?
They're the 32nd pick, and
they
can't
won
get
the Super Bowl.
Nobody wants to argue about anything with the Eagles.
Hey, man, and Daniel Jeremiah out here dry snitching about conversations they had with Howie and all that, giving away our information. See, man, I'm glad y'all switched to Mike Mayock. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all switched.
What did Jeremiah say?
What did Daniel Jeremiah do?
He out here talking about he had a conversation with Howie and Howie really likes this prospect at 32 if he's there. I'm like, what's going on?
Coach, blame Howie.
Yeah. You know what that sounds like, Corey?
That sounds like a plant.
Yeah, that sounds like a plant that was put out there.
Yeah.
Man, like, yeah, dude out here. But listen, let's get on the Phillies real quick. I'm still, like, it's still so early with them. Like, I am upset about the game yesterday. They blew the game. Jordan Romano, I think it's going to be a problem for the rest of the season. Like, I mean,
you want to talk to Phils?
Really trust on his arm, you know what I'm saying? So when you look at that, hello?
Yeah, yeah, we're sorry. To Jack's mic was accidentally on.
This is total pro.
Yeah,
total pro back
here. It happens.
Buzz Wolfen out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, no, so I'm just, like, looking at, like, him, and then my man Stoddy starting to heat up at the leadoff spot. We got to keep him there, you know, but it's just, like, tonight, well, when we play the Mets, whatever, going into the Mets series, this is a big series because, obviously, it's a divisional game. You can take the lead in the division if you come out with the series win, and that's all I need to see. Just keep getting better. I'm hoping Ranger Suarez come back healthy. You know what I'm saying? He dealing with his back too much. I'm just not there yet. I'm like I said, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. But in this city, you know, this is title town. You know what I'm saying? We want is championship. So if you ain't
all
doing
we do.
That, you're not delivering. You know, if you're not delivering, you know, we gotta question you. And you know, there's only one team right now delivering championships, and we need more.
I would love that,
right.
But you can't win the championship in April. So we got to talk about what we're talking about now.
No, that's true, though. 100%, but I didn't see championship ball. I ain't seen it yet. You know, just give me a glimpse of it. We don't got to do it for the whole, you know, all the way to October, but give me a little glimpse of it. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just want a little sip, you know?
A little sip?
That's all. All right. Ike, yo, on Friday, Ike, when he was arguing with Elliot, man, this dude, Ike, thought he was at the cookout. When this man said, I don't care about none of that. That's how you argue at the cookout when people start saying bull crap. He goes, I don't care about none of that.
I just imagined, Corey, during that argument, I just imagined Elliot looking at his phone going, what the hell happened here? Friday's usually easy for me show.
Elliot is always prepared. He knows.
Said,
you can't make a statement like the Eagles will make the Super Bowl without A.J. Brown and not expect it. This ain't the morning show or the midday show. Give me a break. Yeah, that wasn't
hey,
fine.
Man, I told you, I usually ride with E, man. When E is going, when he the GM, I'm going to be his guy to keep him.
Yeah.
When I lie saying that crazy stuff, I got to pull him back, you know.
Yeah.
But my childhood thing, listen, these teenagers, man, they be having the craziest appetites. When I was a kid, like my nephew, my 14-year-old, this dude be going to Wendy's, be getting a triple cheeseburger, large fries, large
yeah.
drink.
When you're
large,
a kid, you can eat whatever you
yeah.
want.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Metabolism. Yeah.
The dude's skinnier than Spike, so it's that metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
See, actually, thank you for the call, Corey. We'll get to a second. I actually didn't have that when I was a kid, which is why I ended up being 235 pounds, is because I was that kid metabolism everybody talks about. I did not have.
Nah, yeah, me either.
215-592-9494.
You just lost it at 50.
Yeah, it took a while, yep.
Yep.
You're right.
Do you feel more positive or negative about the series this weekend? You know, I'm feeling positive in that I'm finally moving next week and getting into my new home. And my dogs are
taking an off day for that?
For moving? Yes, I'm taking the off day.
Interesting. Says a lot.
No offense. Can't leave that in the hands of anybody else in the family. I got to take care of that
one. Of course.
You know?
Well, you're not physically moving.
No! No. But in the new house, we'll have a good backyard and a fence for the dogs. Dogs will be running around. It's springtime. Your dogs will be outside more. And you need, when your dogs will be, maybe your cats as well, I don't know, you got to take the responsibility. Dog can't go to Dogs and Cats Rule by himself. Dog can't find out about natural flea and tick prevention by himself. You have to do that. And that's what Dogs and Cats Rule is for. There's 7 locations. They're all excellent. And you may have a question. What do you mean natural flea and tick prevention? Well, Dogs and Cats Rule has the answer. The lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that the staff and all 7 of them have the answers to all of your questions. So if you have a question about that, if you have a question about pet nutrition, which is where they really shine there, whether it's about the food, whether it's about supplements, they can help you from point A to point B. No matter what your pet is, no matter what age, no matter what allergies, they have the answers for you. And if your dog's going to be outside more, maybe you want to get some new toys for the spring. Dogs and Cats Rule is where you go. They got everything. The food, the supplements, the toys, the collars, the leashes, whatever you need. 7 locations, like I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So somebody who can shop a lot more than they could about a week ago is Eagle center Cam Jurgens. Adam Schefter, Cam Jurgens and the Eagles reach agreement today on a 4-year, $68 million extension that includes $39.4 million guaranteed, ties him to the Eagles through 2029. I've never seen a team spends more on their offense, and I think it's money well spent, but all but one position on this offensive line is a highly paid position. They are investing. They've always invested in offensive line this era of the Eagles, but they continue to do so. That's a big contract for Cam Jurgens after 1 year as a starter at center, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, they took him in the second round, and they've been high on him ever since. They drafted him a few years ago. He was able to adjust in 23 and play right guard before he moved in for Jason Kelce, who eventually retired after the 2023 season. They didn't miss a beat last year. You can even say they got better in a lot of areas, even at that position. And the future looks bright. He's a younger, more athletic version of Jason Kelce, slightly bigger than Jason Kelce, and we all think very highly of the future Hall of Famer that Jason Kelce is. Cam Jurgens, you know, he was handpicked, and there were a lot of traits there that were very similar to the way Jason Kelce played the game, and the Eagles want to see guys or have guys play that position. They've now found a mode in which they envision that position being played. So that's the type of athlete they're looking for at that position, and they found that in Cam Jurgens. And they went out and won the Super Bowl. We talk about the areas they improved in last year with him out there. They had a couple hiccups early in the season, he and Jalen sort of getting on the same page with the snap and all that type of stuff. But, man, you know the Eagles, when they identify a guy as a part of their foundation, they don't have any problem locking them up
early.
The earlier the better.
Yep.
The earlier the better for the Eagles. They've been doing that for years. If they identify you early, they're going to get it done early.
And not a worry, more of a question, in that he dealt with that back thing in the playoffs last year. I never like when I hear about a player having a back thing.
Sure.
But they must feel confident about it if they're going to do this. And well, it's just like,
fingers are crossed.
Yeah, back
you
things,
know, backs are tricky, so
they just, it's really rare that you hear of a player having a back issue and then you never hear about the back issue ever again. You can break your leg, you can even tear your ACL, blah, blah, arm, whatever. The back thing tends to hang around. So I would say that with the Eagles, I don't know if it's the Eagles or football in general, we have less clarity about what injuries are, I think, now more than ever. We never knew what Landon Dickerson's knee was. We never knew what Jalen Hurts was dealing with his wrist or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I think we know
I'd
a little bit
less.
I'd rather
not know. Right. I can't do anything about it anyway.
Right.
Worry over it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm scarred from the Sixers, and now I'm like a knee expert now because of the Sixers.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But and that's actually a fair point. It's different, at least with the Eagles, is because you don't see players that injuries linger. In other words, they are. It never feels like the Eagles are hiding an injury. And a player isn't playing, and you don't know if he's going to play in an injury. It's not the same as it is with the Sixers.
No, it is not.
In basketball. Usually, if something's wrong, it's wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah.
Yep. Something's wrong.
215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. What's going on?
What's up, Ed?
So I'm pretty excited about this draft, but I have to give a late grade to the first year of your program. My grandfather's the only other person who says program instead of show. Forgive me. But it would be a resounding A. You got your content. I'm laughing my ass off like every day. It's engaging. It would be a resounding A, except for the criticism of one important member of my family. And that's my 3-year-old daughter.
Uh-oh.
Because she expects 5:30 Creed whenever we're listening to the radio.
So, not just at 5:30.
She loses her bleep in the mornings because she's like, "Where's one last bleep?" I'm like, I can't help you there, sweetie.
Well, hold on. They could get the camera and the camera and friends to sing
that?
Some Creed.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning.
John Johnson by himself.
Do we really want that, though?
No, we don't really want that. Yeah.
I do, actually. Yeah, I do.
And this is the irrationality of a 3-year-old. She expects everybody to be Teeks. She loves saying Teeks. She's like, "Is this Teeks?" I'm like, no, it's not Teeks. It's Spike. Like, no, that's Ike. No, that's Jack. So I guess kudos to Teeks, but no. You guys have done great. I love listening to your show. I don't call as often as I normally do because of work, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And thank you. Thank you for training the youth as well. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to need it later.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
She's three. She'll start counting in with, you know,
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years or so on the rating. So, yeah, we'll need her then.
Yeah, well, you guys have a great show. So, about the Eagles draft, like, I just really, we just won the Super Bowl, but isn't it kind of great to just be at 32 and just kind of see how the first 10 picks play out? Because there should be, like, the Daniel Jeremiah's draft that he released, it's just so noisy. There's players that are getting drafted way too high. And, you know, I would love for, like, one of the ace pass rushers to fall to us, but there's really no urgency to move until, like, that night. Well, like, I think they can just kind of let everything play out.
Yeah, and I think it was – we had on Friday, who we have on? I
forgot. Todd McShay.
We had Todd McShay on Friday, and I think one thing that he said was interesting is that past 8 or 9, he has a very similar score on like the next 20 or 25 prospects. So I think all these guys we're talking about Walter Nolan and Mike Green, and we're talking about Malachi Starks. One of those, my gut tells me that one of those guys is going to be there at 32. Or maybe one of those guys is there at 28 and they jump to get him. But I think
if Starks ran a 4.6, he'll be there at 32.
Yeah, he'll be there at 32. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
he really ran a 4.6.
There's going to be I thought it was 4.5.
Oh, was it?
I think it was 4.5.
All I hear is slow in my head. Slow. I'm like, yeah, if a safety is slow, he ain't going there. High.
Yeah, I think there is some truth to what you're saying, Ed, in that my gut tells me that we're going to end up with one of these players that we have that we've talked about a lot over the last, you know, 4 weeks, and it's a little bit lower than we originally thought, because when we first started talking about Starks, we were talking about the middle of the first round. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's mocks that have him going at 30 or 32, and I think it's all because outside of the top guys, it's a good draft because it's deep in that next level of guys, and hopefully we wind up with somebody good.
Yeah, and God, I lost my train of thought there. But
next question.
A thing that I remember from as a kid, about the ice cream man.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, ice cream man.
Ice cream man still comes.
Yep. When I was in my new neighborhood, one of the kids across the street, kid told me, he's like, ice cream man comes on the street.
I'll tell you.
And I was like, really? He's like, it's because of me. That's what the kid told me. Like, I chased him down once. I told him to come down this street.
Yeah.
But yeah, ice cream man does come
in
our part of South Jersey.
Out there. Yeah, yep. They hit the neighborhoods out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They come through the neighborhood, the kids. And it's still cool to see the kids run after the ice cream truck on the sidewalk as he's driving slow and playing the music. Yeah, it's...
What was your go-to as a kid? Did you have a go-to ice cream?
Mine
was the WWF ice cream bar.
That's the red, white, and blue, right?
No, WWF had the cookie on one side and and had the had ice cream in the middle.
Yeah.
And it was like, and had the one wrestler on the outside.
Oh, man. So I had a couple different phases. I started off with I want to say it was the bomb. Pop. It was red,
white, and blue
with the bubble gum at the top of it. Right, you had that. I was a big fan of push ups.
Yeah,
the push up orange cream circle one you push up. Then the strawberry
shortcake.
Scooter bar or something like that. Yeah,
that's good. Jack, did you have a go to in the ice cream truck?
I would say it was a chocolate eclairsman.
Ah, that was a good one. So that's just like the strawberry one, but with chocolate.
Chocolate, okay.
Yeah, the cookie crumble all over.
Oh, yeah. And those were the best, man. Those were the best ones.
All time. SpongeBob. I know you guys weren't around for the SpongeBob craze.
I remember SpongeBob,
but they were hot in those trucks. I think they're still in the trucks somehow.
They are.
I think so.
They
are. Staying power, that SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey, catch me on the right Sunday.
It gets you?
Yeah, if you catch me on the right Sunday, I'm out there at the truck with the kids.
You haven't bought one in a while. Is it $6 for one of those now?
Listen, they like
inflation got to the ice cream trucks,
too?
They like when Mr. Hyde rolls up to the truck, so I don't roll up there very often. Because if I roll up to the truck, I got everybody.
Yeah, I
get everybody. Okay, how many out here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, get them all.
All right, 215.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a good thing.
215-592-9494. Do you feel more positive or negative about the Phils series win over the Marlins?
Now they just wait to see if I come out the house when the truck comes.
Right, that way they
see if he comes out first. Yeah.
He probably just stands, parks right outside your house.
Yep.
Playing Mr. Softy.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.